David Dolan, longtime journalist in Jerusalem, and he has been covering this part of the world for over a quarter of a century. So he's pretty much up on everything that's happening there. David, thank you for joining us, and let me get right to what I believe would probably be the major story for this last week, the attack on the Jewish school there in southern France. What about the Israelis? I know they brought the dead bodies into Israel for burial there on the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem, but what about the reaction to what has taken place from the Prime Minister and the body politic of Israel?
Well, Jimmy, the Speaker of the Knesset, Reuven Rivlin, gave the main eulogy for the government at the funerals. He, of course, is a Likud party member, longtime veteran politician, and he said, as Prime Minister Netanyahu had said in his AIPAC speech earlier in the month, that the Jewish people are under attack, they're under assault, they're being targeted for just simply being Jewish, and he, of course, was speaking more about Iran, Netanyahu was, but Rivlin was, of course, speaking of this latest assault. Well, we're hearing it was a lone gunman, but of course the French police say he trained in Afghanistan and Pakistan, so he had al-Qaeda connections. He was certainly inspired by al-Qaeda propaganda to attack Jews, and just randomly so. And of course the fact that three of the four victims were children, two girls aged 7 and 8, and a little boy, it was just appalling to people. And again, going to school, an attack on a school on top of it, a deliberate one, it's about the lowest form of terrorism, if you will, that's possible. And of course, the father, a rabbi who had dual French-Israeli citizenship and came from France originally, but spent a lot of his time in Israel. Just an appalling thing, and the entire country, as Rivlin said, every Israeli was in mourning, every Israeli was appalled at this assault, and of course it just reinforces, as did the attacks in India last month upon the wife of a diplomat, Israeli diplomat there, the attempted attacks in Thailand, the attack on the car of a Israeli embassy employee up in Georgia. He wasn't hurt in that attack, thank God. They were able to disarm the bomb, but meaning we've had several of these incidents against Israelis or Israeli-linked people, not just in Israel, again, in France and India and Thailand and Georgia. So it just reinforces the call of the government last month for Jews everywhere, not just Israelis, but Jews everywhere, to be on the fullest level of alert, to recognize there are enemies out there. And, of course, Jimmy, it comes as we've had this report here in America the last week that Hezbollah agents are actively working around the world, and that they are planning major terror assaults if there is any sort of clash between Israel and Iran, and even if it's just the United States taking on Iran. These agents are believed to be ready to set off a whole series of assaults. So security will certainly be beefed up all over the world at Israeli-linked places, but even day schools, even things that have no direct Israeli connection, obviously are targets and must be extra vigilant.
Yes, I just did have a conversation with Colonel Bob McGinnis, who is an operator out of the Pentagon. He mentioned that, indeed, there is concern growing about these Hezbollah cells that are located right here in the United States and with connection to Iran. In fact, that kind of comes into the statement made by General Yaalon, who is now, he was the head of the Israeli Defense Force, chief of staff, but he's now a minister in the Netanyahu government of strategic planning. And he made a statement this week, Iran is the world's number one threat, not only Israel, but as indicated in this conversation, Iran is the world's number one threat. You go along with that as well, don't you?
I do, Jimmy. And, you know, again, we can take this back a few years to when President George W. Bush talked about this axis of evil. Of course, he was more focused on Iraq at the time, but he included Iran and North Korea and Syria in, you know, the nations that are banding together, supporting each other. We could include Venezuela in the Western Hemisphere, Chavez supporting these same people. We had a report this week that Iran participated in the detonation of a nuclear device, test detonation in North Korea in 2010. That came from a German military source published in a German newspaper. These people are working together, and we can really say that when President Bush used the word axis of evil, well, axis, of course, described the partners in World War II, particularly Japan and Germany, Nazi Germany, working together, but they had other allies as well. In other words, we have the basis of a much larger global world war, a world struggle here, and we could include Syria very much in that as well under the Assad regime. This is a very serious development, and Iran is not alone. And if there is a clash between Israel and Iran, or between the West or the U.S. and Iran, we can expect some of these other actors to cause trouble as well. We could even see, for instance, a missile blitz from North Korea upon South Korea or upon Japan, allies of the United States, of course. We could see something come from bases in Central and South America. And, Jimmy, the Israelis are particularly concerned about Hezbollah's growing influence in Central and South America. They've been working really hard over the past few years to build up ties there, both above-board diplomatic ties, and Iran, of course, sponsoring all this, but also these terror cells, again, are believed to be in position in those countries. Whether they might have smuggled some weapons into Mexico that could be fired upon Texas and Arizona and California, for instance, we just don't know. But this is, they're serious. They're waging a war against Western society, not just Israel, as you said. It's a very serious matter and something that we all need to monitor very closely, and, of course, especially our officials.
Yep, and word coming out of Israel that Iranian military experts are in the Gaza Strip now and involved in directing what's happening with all these rocket attacks on Israel by both Hezbollah and Islamic Jihad, and they're recruiting Bedouins there in the Sinai. So they're setting up to do what needs to be done to keep Israel from doing that preemptive strike. Well, let me just take one final thought with you, just a bit different in our conversation. The Muslim Brotherhood now thinking about they may run a man for president in Egypt. They already control the legislature there. Looks like they want to take charge of the entire government. Got about 30 seconds. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Jimmy, with they took a majority of the parliament seats in the earlier round of parliamentary elections. They're obviously very popular on the street in Egypt. Why not go for the presidency? Why not take the whole ball game? Of course, that would risk the strategic relationship with the United States that the military has, but they don't care. They are on a roll, and I expect they will have a candidate, and he will probably win.
Well, indeed, the Muslim Brotherhood becoming very active. They have activities over there in Libya. They also are moving in and taking influence with the opposition there in Syria. But if they take control of Egypt as well, there you have Syria, Egypt, and Libya, controlled by the Muslim Brotherhood, who would like to wipe the Jews off the earth.
Well, that's true. And with Syria possibly going that way, too, it's a very serious development indeed.
David Dolan, he covers the Middle East for us. There's a lot to cover. David, thank you so much, my good friend. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Thank you. God bless, Jimmy.